from school. And he said to them, "Don't you want to go to heaven?" "I sure do," two of the boys answered, but the third replied, "No, sir." So he asked, he said, "What's the matter? You mean you don't want to go to heaven when you die?" "Oh," the little boy said, "when I die. Of course I want to go when I die," he said. "I thought you were trying to get up a crowd to go right now." So speaking of heaven, this Thursday is Ascension Day in the church calendar. It's actually one of the earliest Christian festivals, dating back to 68 AD. We know after Jesus' crucifixion, he met several times after he was raised with his disciples 40 days after his resurrection to instruct them on how to carry on his teachings. On the 40th day, he took them to the Mount of Olives, where they watched, as we heard read, as he ascended to heaven. Now, in some Christian traditions, actually like Germany, Ascension Day is actually a national holiday. In England, some Christians, they put together eggs and they lay them in places because they believe that they will never go bad if they're laid on Ascension Day and then if they're placed on the roof. It was an ancient belief that the clouds actually always formed the familiar Christian image of a lamb on Ascension Day. It's a festival. It is a celebration. It's a time to mark a new song of praise and thanksgiving to the risen Christ for what he has in fact accomplished through his dying and rising. When Jesus, as we know, was here on earth, everything was thrown against him. They nailed him down, they murdered him, but they could not. They could not keep him down. He rose from that grave, and he in fact brought life to the very place where there had only been death. Our reading in Luke is the final appearance. It's the point of departure for the risen Christ to his unending and eternal glory of his resurrection, his ascension to be with God the Father. It's, I kind of think of this story as in your face, kind of wild and wonderful and cosmic and a glorious event. It's almost like the icing on the cake, if you will, of the resurrection life and the power of Jesus. No, you can't. You can't keep a good man down. This is the proclamation of Ascension Sunday, as it tells the story of Christ ascending to high. Nothing can keep Jesus down. He overcame death and everything that tries to keep us tied down, that attempts to grind us into the dirt, whether it be loss or sadness or despair. It too has no power over us if we choose that to be the case. In Acts 1, it suggests that when the disciples saw Jesus leaving them and ascending to heaven, they stood there with their mouths wide open, kind of gazing up, which I think any one of us would look like a tourist, right? Like just looking and wondering what's going on. But the angels on the scene brought a message, and it said, "Get on with it." They basically said, "Get on with it." They're not to be stuck in the mystery of the event, debating it, struggling with it. They're to receive it, and they are to live it, to get on with it. They're to discover the gift of new life that they and we have received, the new hope and the new beginnings. They're to discover the power of the resurrection that will move them in their own lives from the things that hold them down and the things that grind them down, the fear and the grief and the loss that they experienced when Jesus was crucified, and move them to the joy of a new and renewed life, a grand and hopeful life in God. You see, the ascended Jesus is our source of strength right now, right here in the present, living today with us. So when nagging doubts accompany the journey of faith, which they sometimes do, they can be lessened when you meditate on the ascension and its implications. When we are too far from faith to pray on our own, we need to remember that we have an advocate. We have a friend in high places with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous, who is always interceding and praying for us. When the trials of life feel too heavy to bear, we must remember that Christ will come again in glory, and the same glory in which he rose from the tomb, the same glory in which he ascended, and the same glory in which he currently resides in each one of us through his Holy Spirit. You know, there are times through our limited perception we might find or think he is absent, but Jesus is always fully present to you, participating and present in every moment of our lives. By his ascension, Christ has not deserted us, but it's made him made it possible through his Holy Spirit to enter all times and all places. In this way, he is present to each of us to be transformed by the power of the Spirit so that we can be transformed into instruments for Christ. When we become enlivened by the Spirit, when we allow our minds to be open to the power, our actions become animated with the Spirit of the God and the love we serve. We have then become Christ's in the world. We need to claim that power every moment in our lives, the power of the ascended Lord, because the ascended Lord is ready to let his power be used in our lives, in our families, in our workplaces, in our times of joy, in our times of despair. He's ready to use his power when we call on it and claim it to help us overcome fear and worry and grief and pain. Just before Jesus ascended to heaven, he said, "I will be with you always to the end of time." That means that Jesus not only has the power to be present in our lives, but he's got the power. He's the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, and he has the power to do something about what's going on in our lives. When we learn that we have a serious health problem, when we hear that someone close to us has died, when we worry about money, or we worry about our children or our grandchildren, our job or lack of it, when we're upset or hurt or guilty or angry or depressed, when we have to make a difficult decision about our future, we're reminded that the ascended Jesus is here close by and ready to use his power on our behalf. That's the message of Christ's resurrection and his ascension. You know, tries the enemy to bog us down, keep us down, it's not possible. God himself, through Jesus, will not and did not and will never be held down, kept down, tied down, and the same is true for us as well. Because God is faithful and God is a keeper of his promises, when issues or concerns or situations are trying to get the better of us, God's watching over his word in each of your lives. To fulfill that word, he says, "If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abided in his love. I have said these things so that you may have joy to the fullest." You know, today I'm sure there are people here in situations that are trying to tie you up, tie you down, knots of worry, of depression or sadness, loneliness or health issues. You can be assured that even in those times when you don't know what lays ahead for you, Jesus does. Jesus is your friend. You have a friend in a high place, an advocate, and he's always at work behind the scenes. And dawn, for that reason, is always coming. Ascension Day proclaims the lordship of Christ. Jesus is no longer restricted or confined to time or space as he was during his historical life. Rather, like the God whom he knew in his own experience, he continues to be known to each of us in ours. God did a grand and powerful new thing in the resurrection of Jesus, and God sealed that with Jesus' ascent. It is the purpose and work and mission of God that continues even today. God has given us life and hope and love. God has made us victors and not victims. The power that raised Jesus from the dead, that spoke the cosmos into power and presence, is resident in us. God's given us each, always, all the time, new beginnings for our lives, and God wants us to get on with it too. To live into that and with faith, claim His promise that we have received power because the Holy Spirit surrounds and enfolds us. We're not tied down. Don't ever think that you need to stay in that place. We're not tied down anymore. Only God has the final word in our lives. We're not tied down. And because of that, there's consequence for us. There's significant meaning for us. Because you see, we're not tied down. So we're to be the bearers of that message and the reality of God's love and life to others. We're called to be witness to that in our own lives and to grow into it, into the world, through our lives. God has made us partners in the mission and the victory of life itself, and we're called to bear that witness. Jesus calls to us in Luke, He says, "And you are to be witnesses to the very ends of the earth, to all places, in all circumstances, in all times." You know, I've seen the power of that partnership. I know you have too. I've seen the power of when people partner with that power in their lives. I've seen addictions evaporate and relationships normalize and healing materialize. I've seen the change in people when they've discovered that they don't have to be held down by anything in life, even though the challenges they face are real. But they realize that they're released for something new, something higher. I've seen the transformative power of this partnership in congregations when people decide. They just decide, we're not going to be tied down anymore. We're not going to settle for being tied down to things of the past or present that keep us dispirited or declining and despairing. They're just deciding not to, and they're claiming Christ's power of new living instead. When people, each of us, allow our minds to be open to the Scriptures, I have seen faith come alive in communities that just lift off the ground. I too have had my share of trauma and tragedy and tribulation in my own life. There's lots to keep us humans down. In the midst of it, though, when I claimed the lifting love and grace of God, it took me from the ground to the new heights of God's presence, a place I couldn't reach on my own if I relied on my own natural strength. Friends, the good news is that we are witnesses to a new creation, to love in action. We are, through Christ, actual witnesses to the power of the resurrection. The fear of death in our lives should be replaced by the joy of knowing life through Christ to the fullest. So the question for us today, are we going to settle? Are we going to stake our tent in the place of despair and uncertainty and anger or poverty of goods and spirit? Or are we going to let Jesus lift us up? And ascend with Him to a higher level? Are we willing to be released from the ties that bind us for something new that Jesus has for us? Are we ready to claim through Christ a new beginning and a new destination in our own lives and in the life of St. Andrews? Are we willing to be witnesses to God's love and life in our lives by reflecting that power and that hope of the resurrection in the midst of our everyday living? Jesus' last words before ascending to heaven were, "Preach the good news and be my witnesses. Make disciples of all nations." My friends, together, let's step up and step out and, in response to Jesus' call, make His mission our goal in life and the prospect of sharing the ascended Jesus' heavenly glory the driving force in our lives so that we truly are those witnesses He's calling us to be. Thanks be to God. Let us pray together. Lord Jesus,